1670 WTDY. This is Forward with Kurt Barron, covering the news, views, and issues of Madison and beyond. A unique show in the radio landscape.
Anything different is good.
Forward with your host, Kurt Barron.
You're so wise, but like a miniature Buddha.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Happy Wednesday to you. Our number, 321-1670 or *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. Make sure to join us on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook page is facebook.com/forwardwithkurtbarron. It's KURTBARON. And on Twitter, very simply, @forwardwithkurt. Jack, very serious show today. And I'm being very honest about that. We're going to spend the hour basically talking about race.
Hell yeah.
We're going to get deep into it here this morning. A little bit later on in the show, I'm going to ask you the question, can you be married to someone who is a racist and not be a racist yourself? Is that possible? And the reason I bring this up, there's a freshman Republican assemblyman from New Jersey whose wife sent an offensive and racist email to the Democratic State Senate campaign of 9-time Olympic gold medalist Carl Lewis. And the letter that she sent to him, definitely offensive and definitely racist. Pat Delaney, once again, a freshman Republican lawmaker from New Jersey, he said that in a statement that he and his wife don't share the same racial views. And then he apologized, said he was sorry. Which made me think right off the bat, is it possible to be married to somebody who is a racist and not be a racist yourself? So we'll take calls on that a little bit later on. But first, I want to talk a little bit about the proposed all-boys charter school here in Madison that has been proposed by the Urban League. It is a charter school that would be unlike really any other school here in the state. It would be an all-male school, charter school that would focus on young black males. And state officials are withholding a decision on a key planning grant for that charter school. Over concerns, the concept discriminates against girls. Bob Soldner, who supervises the state's charter school program, said that the Department of Public Instruction is reviewing whether the proposal for the Madison Preparatory Academy complies with federal and state laws requiring that boys and girls receive equal educational opportunities. In order to approve the grant, the state may have to require the opening of a comparable charter school for girls. So I guess this one's less about race and more about discrimination. It would be more of a discrimination conversation. Right now, the state's saying we're looking into this. There are concerns about gender discrimination, but there's also concerns about the cost. The Urban League has proposed to run the school, but it would cost the Madison School District $2.8 million by its fifth year. And given the huge cuts in public education as of late, you can understand the school district's concern. My question for you on this, is this all-male charter school discrimination? And do you think the idea of splitting, of separating men or girls and boys in a school setting, is that idea effective? I mean, think about that. Would you have done better in school if you were separated from the opposite sex? 321-1670, *123, on your U.S. cellular phone. I'll tell you what, looking back at my high school experience, I don't think that I would have done any better. I think I would have done worse. Because now, there were times that I was distracted looking at the girl, you know, a row over and a couple of seats up. Sure, there's going to be that distraction. But can you tell me that that's still not going to be on that kid's mind, whether you're a girl or a boy? You're still going to be thinking about the opposite sex. You're going at that age, at 13 through 18, you are absolutely going to be distracted by thoughts of the opposite sex. It doesn't matter if you're separated or whether you're together, there will be that distraction.
Yeah, but there's a big difference when it's there in flesh and...
Is there?
Yeah. I mean,
what's the difference? A distraction's a distraction, right?
Well, yeah, you can't prevent people from daydreaming, but there's a big difference between a girl being there that you've got, you know, staring at a girl that's right there and...
Or daydreaming about that girl that's not there. I mean, I guess the distraction's the same, in my opinion. And I don't think that it ever hindered my learning process. As a matter of fact, I think that that is actually one of the great things about public schools is that it puts you around people of all income levels, of all races, and puts you around the opposite sex, which you're going to have to deal with in a work setting once you leave school. I mean, that's the way that it works. You work with people. You work with women. If you're a man, if you're a woman, you work with men. You have to learn how to deal with that.
Okay, so you think you would have learned as effectively if there had been strippers in your classroom?
You're gonna make a comparison between a girl in the classroom and a stripper?
I'm just saying, if you don't think there's a difference between having a clothed female next to you and a girl in your mind, I think the next level is a difference between a clothed female and a naked one.
Well, if you're talking about naked females in a classroom setting, I would say that's an absolute distraction.
Have you seen what girls wear today?
Well, that's a whole different topic there. Now, what girls wear today and whether or not they should be allowed to wear that sort of stuff to school is a different conversation.
But I remember back in when it would start getting warm, the school would always have a sort of crackdown on certain attire, and they would say this is distracting, mm-hmm. It's a big distraction, and we can't expect guys to focus when, you've got your G-string popping out of your...
Yeah, girls do wear stuff that's a little bit more revealing. They wear that stuff more today than they did when I was in high school. But I really see that as a separate issue. The fact of the matter is that I believe that you are learning a valuable life lesson, I guess, because you're learning around other people. Mm-hmm. And I graduated high school, and I sat next to the girls that once in a while would distract me because I'd be checking them out. I still graduated, and so do most people. And so I guess that's my question. Is this all-male charter school discrimination? And do you think the idea of an all-male charter school or an all-female charter school, is that idea effective? Think about whether or not you would have been better in school. Do you think that you would have learned better in school if you would have been separated from the opposite sex? And I'll tell you what, when you do that, you create sort of a taboo situation where because they're not around the girls, they're going to probably think about the girls more.
Personal
because of
anecdote.
The fact that they're not there.
Anecdote. Sophomore year of high school, I skipped school one day and went into New York City because I lived in a New Jersey suburb with a girl. I don't think I would have done that with a guy. I certainly wouldn't have done it if there had been no girls at all at my school.
Maybe you wouldn't have. I know I skipped high school a couple of times to get in the car and drive to Madison with guys.
Yeah, but I'm saying that it wasn't, it wasn't just a day in New York that was appealing to me. It was a day in New York with a girl.
So you don't think that you would have known a girl outside of the school setting that you might have still skipped school for to go to New York City?
It's not a lot harder.
Well, you could have met her outside of school.
I could have, but it would have been harder. I mean, this is just there's a difference.
Defending? Are you saying that you think it's a good idea to have an all male school and an all female school?
I'm saying that I definitely understand where the thinking comes from. But at the same time, it's important that school be a socializing experience as well as an education.
And that's kind of what I'm saying. That it teaches kids a lot about life that you're going to have to, in a real world setting, work with people, work with the opposite sex. It's just the way that it works.
But I understand. I think that I can imagine parents saying, I think that little Bobby here really has a problem. He's been chasing the girls too much. I think he needs to focus a little.
Well, then little Bobby's a pervert. And you know what? Every once in a while, a pervert rolls along that can't focus on his studies because there's a girl that sits in front of him. Like I said, I graduated from high school and I sat next to girls. Most people graduate from high school, and those little bitty distractions that happen weren't enough to prevent me from learning. And I think that that's the way most people feel. And I think that those parents are absolutely insane for thinking that. That, little Bobby, that's dangerous. He's around those evil women. They're distracting him from his studies.
It's just I just remember in middle school when all of a sudden you started thinking about this stuff, all of a sudden there was a whole new dynamic to school.
And that's life.
Yeah, one sec.
All right, 321-1670 *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. We're going to take a break and take your phone calls coming up next. I think it's insane. And I think that there is a gender discrimination thing going on here? I don't know if it gets to that point. That is my question for you. But along with that, do you think that it's an effective idea? Because I don't. I really don't think. I think that that's a good thing that there is some of that distraction. The second they hit puberty, you shouldn't split girls and boys apart I don't know what that even teaches the kids about anything in life. I really don't. So we'll take your phone calls on this next. Once again, 321-1670 or *123 on your U.S. cellular phone.
You dreamed about how...
Right now we're talking about discrimination. Gender discrimination, to be exact. The Urban League has proposed a charter school that would be here in Madison. It would be an all-male school that would focus on young black males. And state officials are withholding a decision on a key planning grant for the charter school over concerns that the concept discriminates against girls. Of course, there are not only concerns about gender discrimination, the cost has the Madison School District a little bit concerned. It would cost the Madison School District $2.8 million by its fifth year. And given the huge cuts in public education, you can absolutely understand the school district's concern. But I want to talk about the discrimination part of this. And my question for you is, an all-male charter school discrimination? And I guess to take that question even further, is the concept of separating girls and boys and having an all-male school and an all-female school, is that concept effective? Would you, I mean, think about whether or not you would have been better in school if you were separated from the opposite sex. I don't think that I would have been any better in school, because at that age, you're going to daydream, you're going to be distracted, and that's just a fact. It's just a fact. You're going to be. Whether there's a girl there or not, most likely you are associating with girls or boys outside of the school setting, so you're still going to be distracted. You're going, at that age, your hormones are at such a point that whether or not that girl is there in front of you or waiting for you after school, you are going to be distracted. And I know that this charter school tries to look a little bit past this, because they do want to focus on young black males, and they believe that statistically young black males are not performing as well as their, you know, as well as other students. So by separating them from the pack, putting them into an all male charter school, that they will perform better. I personally, and Jack, you seem to think that you can, I don't know if you necessarily agree with the concept, but you're saying you understand what they're trying to do.
Yeah. I mean, I think that so much of the stress and anxiety that comes in middle and high school is associated with this dynamic with the opposite sex.
Well, when are you going to learn that? When you turn 18? I mean, come on, man. The time to learn that is when you're a kid.
The thing is, the dynamic in high school is particularly absurd because people are immature and they don't really understand how they haven't developed confidence. They haven't developed the self-esteem.
So how are they going to develop confidence and self-esteem if they're never around the opposite sex?
The thing is, I think that what happens in high school is so perverse. Like,
Perverse?
No, perverse. I don't mean that in the sexual sense. I mean that in the sense that it doesn't promote, like, it's, I mean, think about, you know, all the, you know, how much attention is put into, like, wearing the right stuff, dressing cool, all this attention into impressing the opposite sex that I don't think it would, it takes place in all boys or all girls school.
Well, of course, it's not going to. And most of those all-male schools and all-female schools, I'm guessing a lot of these charter schools have dress codes and stuff as well.
Yeah.
I just think that that's part of life. Trying to impress the opposite sex is a part of life.
Right.
It really is.
But I just think that in high school, you're supposed to be focusing on intellectual development. And there are a lot of kids, especially girls, who are reluctant to really engage in full intellectual development because they're, I mean, frankly, with girls, oftentimes you're afraid to be smart because that's not cool. You don't want to act smart because you're supposed to be the cheerleader.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case for everyone. You graduated
not
from a public
everyone,
school. You
I
were around females and you did well. You weren't distracted to the point where it destroyed your education.
Didn't destroy it. I think I could have done better.
All right, let's go to the phones on this. 321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. Vinny, you're on 1670 WTDY.
First of all, charter schools are evil and should be looked at as far as their funding. Second of all, if we're going to remove distractions from the schools, let's just go full bore. Let's lock them in a little cell so they can't look outside the window, they can't daydream, they can't do anything. Let's make sure that they do nothing but have their book nose in a book. Let's not teach them any social graces at all. I mean, that's not their job, right? Or to adapt into the world where they're going to eventually run into the opposite sex. Let's not teach them any of that. Let's just get their nose to the books, no social graces, and we'll just really just turn out some students like they would in a factory. This
sounds
ridiculous,
great to me.
Dude. This is absolutely ridiculous.
You know what? I'm with you, Vinny, because once you start going down that road of cutting out distractions, yeah, let's take out all of the windows in the school because looking outside could be a distraction.
Have you ever seen the Reedsburg High School? Have you ever seen the Reedsburg High School? They actually, I think that's what their theory was. It looks like a jail.
Huh.
Is that what we really want to be doing? Is we want to be putting kids in no one? I mean, that's not a healthy environment. Not having girls to talk to? No, that wouldn't have helped me. That would have drove me nuts.
Mm-hmm. Would have drove me nuts,
too. High school, you're going through puberty and you're not talking to any girls?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bad things, dude, bad things.
You know what? I'm with you. And that's the thing is that I think Vinny brought up a really good point. I was kind of trying to make that point is that school isn't just about learning arithmetic, reading and writing. It teaches you social graces, how to deal with the opposite sex, how to deal with the same sex, how to deal with people, how to function with people, how to form groups and to be able to work together in groups to get things done. I think Vinny brought up some really, really, really good points. Part of the education, public education, and the education experience in general, when you're a kid, is to learn how to deal with people, how to deal with things in a group setting. Let's go to Kay. You're on 1670 WTDY.
I mean, like, with all this school crap, it's like, if they're going to take away everything, they might as well just take away, like, all the windows, everything, the distractions. I mean, with the girls in the booty shorts, it's the same thing for girls with the guys in the sagging pants.
Do girls find the saggy pants attractive?
Some of them do. I don't. Personally.
I guess, you know, you get to check out the guy's butt, but I just think it looks stupid.
Right?
Wear a belt.
Like,
I don't understand that.
If they're going to take away everything out of the school, they might as well just take away, give kids no creativity. That's what they're taking away. By taking away all these distractions, there's no creativity at all anywhere in the school.
I like that, and I think once again, my listeners are making some really good points, and that is another thing, the creativity. You're just sterilizing the education environment. You're homogenizing the education environment, where it does. I mean, you're putting a damper on creativity. I think Kay brings up a very valid point there, and I think that there is a conversation that could be had, a debate that could be had, that maybe wearing uniforms in school is a good thing, because it takes away the distraction of who has money, who doesn't have money, who's wearing a skirt that's too short, whose pants are sagging off from their ass. I can understand that, you know, that's a whole different topic of whether or not there should be uniforms in public schools. I don't know quite how I feel about that. I think once again, I think it could solve some of the distractions right there. But to actually separate men and women, I don't know if that's, I really don't think that that's a productive thing and that that's going to help these young males at all. I really don't. Let's see. Willie, you're on 1670 WTDY.
Yes, well, I usually identify myself as a racist because I think we need to do that. We need to fight the racism within us, and you can't do that very as effectively if you don't start with that admission. And, you know, I guess what I'm thinking is if you look at the statistics, if you want to really see racism, the real racist statistic is a percentage of African-American men in the prisons in this state, indicating that African-American men are a subgroup of our population that has some terrible problems dealing with our society as it is. And, you know, just like with autistic kids or schizophrenic kids, if you put them in a special learning environment at times, it shouldn't be too controversial. You know, I think obviously you need to mix it so that some of the time in any school that they're going to have girls around, and of course they're going to have them around at home, but, you know, classes where you got African-American young men together with other African-American young men and African-American men teaching them and things like that, that could potentially be a great learning situation. For one thing, I don't think African-American kids that I talk to know nearly enough about the history of their people.
Well, that's fair enough.
They got a lot to be proud of. They built a lot of this country, and they damn well need to get credit for it.
I get that, Willie, but can't we just have a African-American history class and still have African-American women and African-American men sitting in that same class together? I mean, it just seems counterproductive to me, because I think that if you take women, if you separate the girls and the boys, it's not going to stop the distraction of girls thinking about boys and boys thinking about girls. I just don't see that being a very productive thing, and that really solving the problem that they're trying to solve. And I think that you're really taking away a huge social element and social lesson that they should be learning in those formative years. How to deal with the opposite sex. A lot of people want to comment on this. We're going to take a quick break, get to some news, but we'll take your phone calls next at 321-1670 or *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. All right. We're talking about charter schools, and actually not just charter schools, all-boy charter schools. State officials are actually withholding a decision on a key planning grant for a proposed all-male charter school here in Madison over concerns that the concept discriminates against girls. The Urban League is the one that proposed this charter school. It would really be the first of its kind in the state. It would be an all-male school that would focus on young black males. Bob Soldner, who supervises the state's charter school program, said that the Department of Public Instruction is reviewing whether the proposal for Madison Preparatory Academy complies with federal and state laws that require that boys and girls receive equal educational opportunities. So some are saying that in order to approve the grant, the state may require the opening of a comparable charter school for girls. So my question for you is, the all-male charter school discrimination. And is it really an effective idea? I don't think that it is an effective idea. I think that separating the boys from the girls is going to create a whole new set of problems. And I think that once you reach puberty, once you start thinking about the opposite sex or the same sex, once that starts happening, no matter what, that is what your mind is focused on. Whether that girl's in, I'll tell you what, at 35 years old, if there's no girl around me, it doesn't prevent my brain from completely daydreaming and thinking about women, right?
Thinking about your wife, you mean?
Yeah, and by women, I mean my wife, yes. But that's the truth. I mean, your mind wanders, and it's part of being a man, and it's part of being a woman. I think it's a little bit worse for men. But for both sexes, it's part of the deal. You think about the opposite sex. And when you are 13, 14, 15, 16 years old, it's even worse because the hormones are raging. And I think that you will create new sets of problems if you separate the boys and girls. I think as a boy, I would have been more likely to skip school to go see a girl. Now, when they're there and you could talk to them at their locker, you see them in the classroom, they're there. And that's where the girls are. So you want to go to school because that's where the females are at.
I just remember I did model UN as a kid in high school. It was something I did really well at. I remember I won a bunch of awards. But there was one conference I went to where I just ended up sitting next to this pretty girl, and I just didn't participate the whole time. I just talked to her.
Yeah, and I think that there are instances of that happening, but that didn't happen all the time.
If they hadn't been there, I would have gotten a gold freaking medal, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's life. Sometimes distractions... Sometimes you take the eye off the ball because you're distracted. That's part of life. Let's go back to the phones and go to CJ. You're on 1670 WTDY.
Morning, Kirk. Hey. I think especially demographically for young black males, obviously, potentially single family, fatherless homes.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly hasn't been working. Public schools hasn't really addressed it. As someone spoke of the prison population, I think they need to try something different. And certainly getting kids out of school to go protest at the Capitol is not a positive.
Yeah, showing kids what democracy looks like, yeah, that was horrible. Horrible learning experience for those kids.
Yeah, well,
down at that violent,
it's not learning in a classroom.
Communist rally.
And people that oppose charter schools, like Vinny, are afraid of the success that has been
That's
proven
not true.
In
CJ,
the past.
CJ, I'm opposed to charter schools, and one of the reasons is because it's a drain on the public education system. The second reason is, look at all the statistics here in Wisconsin. Charter schools do not perform any better than public schools, and as a matter of fact,
that's simply not true.
It is true. It absolutely is true.
And you
yes,
know
it is.
It isn't. Milwaukee, CJ, the charter schools have predominantly superior
That's
over
a lie.
Some of the public schools.
That's an absolute lie. That's not true,
and
CJ.
It's not a lie. It is statistically a fact.
It's not statistically a fact, CJ.
That's the way you want to base it, but it
no,
is
it's the
a
way
fact.
You want to base it because you have an agenda. And you obviously called up with your agenda, not wanting to actually talk about what we're talking about, which is separating the girls and the boys in a charter school setting. And it is a fact. Charter schools, there are a few shining examples. I mean, you can't deny that. But statistically, charter schools perform no better than public schools, and quite often they perform worse. And to be honest, it's even hard to make the judgment call because they're not held to the same standards that public schools are. They're not held to standardized testing and stuff like that. So it's even hard to say that the few shining examples that there are of productive charter schools, that they're really that much better because they're not held accountable the same way as public schools. So there, CJ. Let's go to Aaron. You're on 1670 WTDY.
Yeah, I actually was at the school board meeting when they presented their proposal, and I work in the middle schools. And I just want to let people know that, you know, kids are in school 35 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
and they can't teach kids their entire life successes in those 35 hours. If you don't come to school ready to learn, if you don't have a supportive home life, if you don't have a community that sees that you have a chance to succeed and makes you do your homework and gives you what you need to succeed, you're not going to succeed, charter school or otherwise.
You know what, Aaron, and I was going to say that too, and that's kind of been in the back of my mind throughout this whole conversation, is that if there is statistically a problem with young black males learning, or have, you know, with them having a problem learning in a public school setting, I think the problem is deeper than that. I think it has to do with the community. It has to do with their home life, with their parents, and less to do with the fact that they're sitting next to a girl in a classroom.
It does, because if you think about it, if you come from a area or a family that didn't have, you know, the opportunities to be successful in life, then they don't have that skill set to show them the way mm-hmm. to be successful. And it's a further perpetuating of a sense of hopelessness and why do I even try? And, you know, from kindergarten on, they're not getting the ground structure that they need, and you can't get all that in school. The other thing to remind people, too, with charter schools is once you're accepted into a charter school and they get your money, they can tell you that they don't think that you're a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
And they can kick you out where you go back to the public school that no longer has that money to help educate you.
So, I had never heard that. That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, it's true. It's all based, and it actually goes even a little further. It's based on your third Friday attendance. So if you've got kids that come into your school, you know, at the semester break, let's say they move from Chicago or they move from wherever, and they've got issues and need special services, that school has to provide them with no additional funding.
Huh. I had never heard that before. That's That seems a little shady to me. Aaron, you know what? Bringing up some more good points that it really goes down to their home life, the community that they live in. If statistically young black males are not performing as well at school, is it because they're sitting next to a girl?
No, but
is it because they're around non-African American students? I don't think so. I think that you have to look at why there is a problem. You know, what is their home life like? What is their community like? That is the important stuff to look at, not whether or not they're too distracted by girls to be able to perform well. And then why is that just a problem with African-American males? Because this school is going to focus specifically on young black males. So I'm asking you this morning, is the all-male charter school that is proposed by the Urban League, is it gender discrimination? And more importantly, do you think that this idea is effective? Because I don't. I think Vinny brought this up a long time ago in this conversation, that it is a social, you also learn a lot of social skills in school. It's not just arithmetic, reading, writing, you know, science. It's also how to be so how to deal with things, to deal with social settings, how to be effective and how to deal in a social setting.
But I mean, I think if Kaleem Kerr, I think part of why he wants to focus on this all male school is that a major crisis that the Black community is facing is a lot of kids growing up without father figures.
Okay.
And so I think part of the idea behind a school that focuses on boys, and I think would also have mostly male teachers, I don't know if I'm pulling that out of any, you know, but is to give them this sort of supportive male environment where they're learning from male role models and understanding
what it means. No one can take the place of a father at home.
No, it doesn't. Nobody's trying to. But
that's
like,
that's exactly what you're saying, is to give them a male role model that they're trying to take, at least partially take the place of that missing father in the home.
Something's better than nothing.
But they can't. Why does it have to be? They can't get that from a male teacher in a public school setting where they're sitting next to girls.
Okay, but
I don't understand that. And it's not necessarily the job of a school to play that role. Their job is to educate and to teach kids how to deal in a group setting.
Okay, but the thing is that you say that, you know, the problem's deeper. It has to do with mm-hmm. the home life and the community. Absolutely. But why are the men doing so much worse than the women? And that's the problem he's trying to address.
Okay,
why
so how
men?
do we deal with it by putting these kids into an all-male charter school? And that's the question that we have, is whether or not that is going to be effective.
But there has been research that shows that men and women, girls and boys, learn in different ways, and that some education tools work much better for boys than girls. Boys are not as good at sit-down work. They like to be more hands-on. I mean, this is, you know, obviously across the, you know, racial barriers, but I think that, you know, there is a lot of research that shows that maybe, you know, addressing that gender-specific schools have something to offer that, you know, the others don't.
I think it's crap, personally. I don't think it will be effective. I think it's a bad idea. I really do. Mary, you get the last word on this. You're on 1670 WTDY.
Hi. This has less to do with race than just the whole girl-boy thing.
Sure.
I have a girl and a son and a daughter. They're both adults now. But I think as they grow up, if you actually encourage girls and boys to be friends and look at each other as equals, boys don't just look at girls as objects. Mm-hmm. They look at them as they're real people too. And in the real world, men and women are hopefully going to be working more together. Mm-hmm. And if you separate them out in high school, you know, it's still a male-dominated world out there, and men are going to say, well, you know, the women are there for one reason and not the whole package.
And Mary, that's kind of it too. Like, I was just thinking about that listening to Jack, is that you almost give a message to these men because you do respect your teachers, or you should, and when they're only learning from men or male teachers, that seems like they're going to kind of grow a little bit disdain for listening to women and respecting women who have something to offer and teach as well. I think there's a little bit of that going on.
I think some of the Black community already, I have understood that, you know, the relationships between men and women are not always, they're not always the best between any of us.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole male-dominated world, you have to look at women as equals intellectually as well as partners.
Yeah, I would agree. Mary, thanks for the phone call. And an interesting conversation. I don't know. Is it really an effective idea? Jack said there's research that shows that it is effective. I just don't know if it's good socially for whether it's a young Black male or a young Asian male or a young Caucasian male. Or the females to be separated from each other. I just really don't think that that's constructive.